Hello, race fans. Welcome back for another week of Daily Fantasy NASCAR. I'm Chris Terrell. I'm here for DailyFantasySportsDragons.com, and I'm going to bring you my preview of the Folds of Honor Quick Trick 500 from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Happy to be back. I spent last week in Daytona for the Daytona 500 and Speed Weeks. Got to experience some of the garage and some of the pits, some of the behind-the-scenes things. I watched the duels and the truck race from the grandstands. I spent some time in Eric Almirola's pit box for the Xfinity race on Saturday afternoon. Watched the rest from pit road, and then for the Daytona 500, I did a mix of things. I spent some time in the garage, the pits, as well as watching from some of the fan zones on the big screens, just around shaking people's hand, getting to meet a few people, getting some information. So it was a fun time, but I'm glad to be home and in the grind of the season now, as we move on to Atlanta. So first of all, it's like night and day from last week's Daytona 500, which was a restrictor plate track. This week, the drivers and teams will face their first mile-and-a-half intermediate track of the season, and not only that, but Atlanta is the third oldest surface in the Cup Series. It's been 21 years since they last repaved this track. It was scheduled to be done last year following the race in March, but the drivers pretty much begged the track owner, Bruton Smith, to leave it alone, just as they really enjoy the racing here and the kind of racing that it does produce. If you're watching any of the racing on TV this week, whether it be practices, qualifying, or the race itself, you're going to hear a lot about tires and tire wear, as the fall off here is very quick. We're seeing speeds of 10 to 13 miles an hour within, 10 to 15 lap of the start of a run. So very abrasive surface, hard on the tires, so it's going to be very interesting. It's going to cause the cars to be very slippery on the track. There's going to be some loose cars, so something to pay attention to for sure. From a DFS strategy standpoint, there's also a huge difference from last week, because the emphasis last week was on place differential points, guys starting in the back, even though it didn't turn out that way, just because a lot of the chalky Jimmy Johnson, Brad Keselowski were in crashes, some of those guys that were starting at the back. So it was a little bit of luck involved with the Daytona 500 last week. But this week, definitely our number one emphasis is going to be on dominator points, and that is your laps led and fastest laps, which accumulate throughout the race. I mean, all we really have to do is go back and look at the past few years here. Kevin Harvick led 292 laps last year before getting a pit road speeding penalty late in the race. He ended up finishing ninth, but still finished with 129.5 DraftKings points, which were 54.25 more points than race winner Brad Keselowski had. So the importance of those dominator points is really huge here in Atlanta. In fact, Kevin Harvick has led 100 or more laps in four straight races, and five of the last six here at Atlanta, for an average of 98.1 DraftKings points, which is just short of 40 more per race than the driver, sitting in second, and he hasn't had a win in that time either. So really important this week. So the best strategy, I guess, moving forward into these mile and a half tracks is to try and target and build a core around two or three guys who have the potential to pick up a lot of dominator points, and then we can fill in around those with some value guys, looking at place differential, probably going to need. With the salaries this week, we can probably look at a Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick together. We can stack them together just because there are some, the way the salaries are set up, we can look at some guys lower down in the list. In 2017, there were six drivers who had double-digit place differential points from the race, and three of those were value guys. We had Eric Almirola, Cole Whitt, and Ty Dillon. 2016, Almirola was only one of six who picked up double digits, who were a value play. But in 2015, five of the seven drivers who picked up double-digit place differential points were value plays as well. So we're looking at Bowman, Bain, Almirola, Moffitt, and Regan Smith as well was in there. So qualifying will definitely paint a better picture for us, and that's going to be coming a little bit later today, 5:15 Eastern. So stay tuned. We'll be doing another video following final practice tomorrow, just kind of looking at my final picks for the week and who's going to be top plays there. Also, make sure to check out my cheat sheet for all your pre-race researches. I have current track history, career track history, track type history, current form, season form, qualifying and practice data, pretty much everything you need to do your pre-race research, as well as your post-qualifying and practice research, as well as my final model will be set there. And this year I added some new stuff, looking a little bit more at DraftKings scoring itself, just to kind of help you out a little bit. And then if you have any questions on any of that information, you want to learn more about the sheet, I did come up with a video. I released it earlier this morning. Just kind of going over on my YouTube channel how to use the cheat sheet, how to utilize some of the information to best form your lineups for DraftKings. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at Jaeger_bombs9, as well as you can join me in the member-only chat room on DFSR.com. I'm in there most all day, especially when it comes to Friday, Saturday, Sunday for racing. And then just kind of some, you know, before we head out here, look at some of my top picks, pre-qualifying picks going into the race here this weekend. I mentioned Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. They're going to be my top dominator point picks this weekend going in, pre-race targets, pre-qualifying targets, I mean. Like I said, Kevin Harvick has dominated here in Atlanta over the last 6 years when it comes to dominator points. And Martin Truex Jr. last year dominated the mile and a half tracks. Out of those 12, he won 7 of his 8 races on the mile and a half tracks for an average of 95.5 DraftKings points. Kevin Harvick was second in that category with 63.4 DraftKings points per race on the mile and a half track. So something to pay attention to there is those two drivers for sure when you're looking at stacking your dominators. Next up, kind of in the value, a little bit of a value range, dipping down a little bit, is Kurt Busch at 8,200 on DraftKings. He's averaged 51.7 DraftKings points per race over his last 6 here at Atlanta. And he's finished top 10 in each of the last 2 races, 7th last year, 4th the year before that. So definitely looking at him at 8,200. It's obviously going to depend on qualifying, but you know, looking early on, he's one I'm looking at. And then down at 6,200, Casey Kane's in a new car this year, the number 95 for Levine Family Racing. And he's had 3 career wins here at Atlanta, so 6,200 seems like a really good price for him. It's going to depend where he qualifies, but looking right now, he's number 11 in my model before we, you know, put in any qualifying or practice information. So that's going to be big there for helping you, you know, fit in Truex and Harvick together for dominator points at the top. So help you fill in around your lineup. Now, Truex and Harvick are definitely going to be a little bit chalky this week. So on my video, my YouTube video coming up, I'll definitely be talking about some pivot plays that are going to be probably a little bit lower owned to go that route if you're looking at GPP formats for sure. Something else I've got going this year, DraftKings introduced contests for the Xfinity series for NASCAR. So I have an Xfinity sheet that I share. You can either find it on Twitter, you can find it in the member chat room, specific chat room over on Daily Fantasy Sports Rankings, or you can just hit me up, you know, in one of the chats or on Twitter or something, and I'll definitely share it with you. It's a work in progress right now, but I think it's pretty much the same as the Cup Series one, so definitely pay attention there. Well, that concludes this episode of the Daily Fantasy Sports Rankings DFS NASCAR podcast. Good luck this week, and we'll see you over on YouTube tomorrow. Cheers, everybody.